Jay Neal, KGGF Sports, and it's another exclusive interview segment, and this one is one I'm excited for, and we're hanging out with Coffeyville Community College Athletic Director Jeff Liker, who recently announced that he intends to retire at the end of the school year. So, Coach Liker, appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule to sit down with us, and excited to kind of reflect on your time as AD here at CCC.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you. Thank you.
Absolutely. And I want to get it started with something you mentioned to me when we talked a few days ago was, you know, your time starting as a football coach to, you know, your last season ending and then your last couple months here as athletic director. You said it's gone fast. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on obviously just kind of where your head's at right now with knowing that, you know, this is a decision that's been made. This is the home stretch, if you will, for you as in this position. What's kind of the thoughts that are going through?
I think the biggest thing is hoping to stay around for a number of years to watch my kids hopefully get married and you know, watch my son pitch a few more years at Pittsburgh. And then my wife and I have a chance to go do some things when she gets closer to being done, too. But 40 years, I figured, hey, I don't know what else I'm going to do yet, but I'm going to enjoy some time, watch our staff here continue to excel in what they do. We've got a great guy going to take over in Coach Saya, so it'll be even better because he brings a lot of energy, and it's going to be exciting to see what goes on.
Well, I think that's. I'm glad you brought that up because I think that's such an important thing, and it's been an important thing in the history of college athletics, but especially in this modern era. Is where I went to school at Wright State, our athletic director, who actually also retired this year, but he was just notorious. Every time I talked to a coach, they said just how passionate he was and how encouraging he was and how just he was. I mean, he was always, you know, in the always available, always rooting for you, always right there if you need somebody. And I think obviously that's become the role of the AD, obviously to oversee all the different programs of the school, but also at the same time to make sure that morale is up, make sure that everyone feels valued and feels ready to perform.
Well, and the biggest thing for me was never to micromanage and be looking over shoulders. You know, you hire a guy or a gal to come in. It's your program. Run with it. You make it what you make it. If I can help, if you need something that your budget won't allow, let's talk about it. And let's see if we can't get what you need to entice student-athletes to come to Coffeyville. It's a tough enough place to come because you're passing by so many schools anyway. But this place is as unique as any in the country. And in the number of national titles won in different sports, the number of NFL football players that have come through, the success that Coach Herkelman's had for 30 years, one guy for 30 years, in the day and age of, you know, stay a couple and watch yourself climb the ladder just like the kids do. Well,
so something you had talked about that I think is very true in my, you know, my time here is just the uniqueness of Coffeyville. It's a small town of less than 9,000 people, but like you said, just the combination of the talent of athletes here, the talent of coaches here, the success on the field, and the community support, the fan support, really makes it a hidden gem of a junior college, if you will, where it maybe doesn't quite have, in some circles, I should say, maybe the draw of some of those JUCOs in Texas or in Florida or California. But when it comes to all of the boxes that make an athlete successful at the junior college level, it feels like Coffeyville really does stand out.
It does because we're one of the only schools in town. You go back to Cliff Long in 56, wins a national title. You get Dick Foster in 83, wins a national title. Could have played for five others probably. Skip Foster wins a national title. Willie Fritz is on his staff, who's the head coach at Houston. That's just to name a few of the guys on the football side. Then you got Jack Hartman that went on to Kansas State. You got Coach Herc, who's been here 30 years, all-time winningest coach. Delise Downing wins two national titles and could have gotten a third in a row, just to name a few in some of the sports. It's just amazing, you know, that for here in this town. Now, every junior college has had success at some point, but the NFL guys that have come out of Coffeyville, we've had some wonderful golfers come through here for Coach Ortolani in his day. Now, I've been lucky enough to be a part of it as a football coach and an athletic director and getting to be around some of these and chase some of the different sports and some of the things that it takes to get kids here to keep the facilities looking nice. But really, it comes down to the coaches and the people, the relationships you make that allows you to have good talent. And so that's been a big plus all these years.
Absolutely. And, Coach, something that I think a lot of people kind of feel this way is how JUCO athletes, JUCO coaches at times, too, kind of operate with that chip on their shoulder. That's something to prove to people. And how you end up in JUCO is different from person to person, whether it be for circumstances of talent or circumstances of other circumstances as well. But what have you seen in your time as a football coach and your time as athletic director for some of these athletes that we've talked about have gone on to be Olympic medalists, national champions, a Heisman Trophy winner? What is it about playing at junior college, in particular Coffeyville Junior College, that really can kind of spark that extra motivation, that extra fire in some of these athletes that when they go D1, go D2, they stand out?
Well, I think, first of all, when you bring a kid in nowadays, all the history that's happened here, they see that if you take care of your stuff in the classroom, you got a chance to go somewhere. You know, there's a lot of kids that come out of different places, may get a shot, and some of them make it, and it turns out to be a great story. But ultimately, coming here to compete, to get your education, to see where it leads you, you've had bunches that have done it before you. You know, and so that's a big key to start with, and not just one sport, in a lot of different sports. And I was a JUCO guy, I guess you could say, because I ended up playing 2 years and then going on, and seeing all the different schools in the state that have successful people that go on to play in a 4-year, go on to a pro team or whatever. That just keeps sparking the interest in it, because there's always another story to tell about somebody. And I think that's the ultimate part of it, is showing and talking about guys got their work done, came in and got recruited. And again, I've been to a number of JUCOs here in the state, but there's just nothing quite like this one.
You know, good example of what you were talking about with just not just great talented athletes, but also just great ambassadors for the college is Tyler Perry, a guy that obviously was here a couple of years ago, wins a national championship, a guy from a small 5'10 point guard from Spiro, Oklahoma, that didn't have any offers coming out of high school. And Coach Herkelman gave him a shot and wins a national title. One of the hardest workers, Coach Herkelman, said anything not incredibly positive about Tyler, and then goes to North Texas, does it at the D1 level, wins a conference player of the year, wins an NIT, and plays his senior year as a 5'10 undersized point guard, as the starting point guard at Kansas State. But always talking about Coffeyville Community College. I remember countless interviews this year where he talked about experiences at Coffeyville, or my time at Coffeyville, or Coach Herc, or whatever it be. So it's not just the talented players that is obviously a great reflection of the college. It's also the great ambassadors for the university. Tyler Perry is seen as a good person, and that's a positive reflection on the school too.
You know, and I've got some guys similar to that. The Brandon Jacobs, being 6'4", 260, he was just such a mountain of a young man, but believed in Coach Cherico, who recruited him, listened to the coaches. Coach Sy was here at the time as well, with him particularly. You know, and his is a story that Saban was at LSU and really wanted him, but he had committed to Auburn out of high school, and we tried to hold him to being your commitment to Auburn. He gets there, and there's three tailbacks, two of them that were veterans, and so he played as the number three guy there, but then his senior year they wanted to move him because those two other guys were coming off an injury and were going to play. And I said, just ask for a red shirt. You still got one, and see if then when those two graduate, then you can be the guy. Well, he didn't want to do that because he said they wanted to move him to defensive end or tight end or something. So he goes to Southern Illinois, and Coach Sy and him get together again. And he gets drafted by the Giants out of there, and then 10 years later in the pros. But I can call Brandon anytime. We have the greatest conversations, you know. It's relationships that you're talking about, the ambassadors. That's the whole key to any coach and player. Successes are the relationships you have with your kids. And Tyler Perry's a great example with Jay. Tony is a great example with the women's basketball. I mean, but Jake Martin, same thing with our baseball. There's just kids from all over come together, and they're pulling for each other because that's the way the head coaches portray it, that they want it done.
And I think, you know, you said it, where there's so many schools. I mean, even up to the Division I level, even in the, you know, Power 4, Power 5, whatever it's called now, but that have good sports in certain areas, but also struggle in certain areas because it's really hard to be good at every sport at a school. And you hit the nail on the head. It's hard to find what Coffeyville has here, where they have – It seems like every program at this school is either at the top of the Jayhawk Conference or on the rise, heading towards the top of the Jayhawk Conference. There's not many rebuilding projects here at Coffeyville. There's not many teams that you would consider in a bad place. It's either teams that are competing for championships or teams that are taking steps in the right direction to get to championship contender.
Well, and I can say about every sport's had a chance here the last over my time now. The one sport we've continually struggled in is softball, but Meredith has done a really nice job in her short time here, but she's taken another position. But we've seen that trending, you know, with their approach and their facility upkeep and how nice it looks and hosting game day. And her and Mike, her husband, have done a nice job of making that ballpark look beautiful on the way into town. It's a challenge that if you want to go build your a program, you got to be ready to go hustle and go chase some student athletes out there in the high schools. I can't say enough about the opportunity I've had here, and I'm looking forward to just seeing the continued process and even better in the future.
Well, since we started talking about coaches and the quality of coaches that we have here, you mentioned some of the names, of course, Coach Herkelman, Coach Turner, Coach Martin over with the baseball team, Meredith, and Mike with the softball program, and so many more. I mean, but that's obviously one of the, I think, things that really separate successful athletic programs and the ones that aren't successful is finding coaches that, whether it be a coach that has extended experience that you're able to convince to come to your school, or it's a coach that maybe doesn't have as much experience, but you just see something and you see that trait that this can be a successful coach, and you hit the jackpot on them. So when you've gone through your time here hiring coaches, I know one that comes to mind over the last couple of years, Dearden Kelly, and what a job she did in her time here. But when you see those coaches, what are some of the qualities you're looking for, and what's kind of that light switch that went off for you where it's like, this could be a really good coach here?
Well, the part that you find out in a hurry is just judging character, you know, a good human being, treats up people good, the passion for understanding how to go out and build my team by going out and getting quality players. Taking care of your gym, taking care of your fields, just because that's your recruiting home base ground that you got to go show every day. So that's probably the biggest thing. And you know, Coach Herc was an assistant when he first got a shot here. And so there's a great story there. I got to come in here after being a head coach before, so I already had a little bit of an idea. So I was in a different position. But Dearden came in as an assistant, never been a head coach. Tony had been, so we've seen him in action before, so we were able to grab a proven veteran there. Jake was an assistant to John, his brother, who was part of successful teams, so we elevated him up, and he just does a great job in recruiting. I think does a great job in taking care of his players, mm-hmm. but yet letting them know when they don't do what they need to be doing to make sure that things get corrected. Robert had been here with our track program 17 years, Robert Wood. He was responsible for bringing Andre DeGrasse here, who's got a gold medal from Tokyo a few years back, and now he's getting ready to run in Paris again this year. So that'll be fun for us to watch, see what he can do for his third Olympics already.
Incredible.
So I could just go on and on about the different programs. I mean, Coach Schicke in the women's soccer has done a wonderful job of recruiting. He was head men and women for quite a while. And then we finally made a change with Keelan. Barker took the men over, but they'd won a men's championship, and they've been up to the high end on the ladies. And that's difficult. I mean, when you got this many schools in the state chasing the same kids, but, you know, they've been here a while, and they like it here. They all say that this is where I want to be. Facilities are good to bring kids to. The community's good. The town's good. I mean, there's everything's here. It's just, you know, if you get other opportunities, it takes you to another level, and that's what you want to do, that's what you got to go do. But those of us that have stuck around a while to watch this school and the programs continue to have success, that's enough for us, you know, to enjoy every day.
Yeah, and you said it. I think obviously something you can't fake is enjoying the process, enjoying being here. Something I always have told people that are, you know, taking interest in broadcasting or taking interest in being a sports reporter, it's like you got to love it, because if you don't love it, people will see right through it. And I think the same is true for an athlete, for a coach, for an athletic director, is if you don't truly care about the product on the field, but also the people off the field and off the court, they'll see right through it. And I think that Coffeyville has been just such a good, in my time here, example of, like you said, people that enjoy being here, people that don't just enjoy the team on the court or the team on the field, but also enjoy, I know something that Coach Turner and Coach Sierra did for over the holidays for players that can't go home. They have special events at coaches' houses. And so it's just little stuff like that that shows that you care, that I think obviously when you're a college athlete, it is like a part-time job and you have a responsibility to perform at the best of your abilities. But little things like that can sometimes unlock even more, passion and another level out of some athletes.
It does. And I think other areas that doesn't get talked about enough here, first of all, Dr. Thornburg, our president's very active with the sports, and he likes to attend, him and his wife, Darla. They want to see teams have success. The other area that's been really great for me as an AD is the maintenance department. Chris Wetch and Leroy and Alan and Joe, all the guys that have been on the staff that do a great job of helping me if we got to get something ready. But they're just fun to be around, and they do a great job of working what they do and help. Anytime they can help on something that's sport-related, they do a wonderful job to help us. And I think the final piece to that, and we've talked about it, is some of the community that's been boosters that have continually come and watched these young men and women grow and then move on to the next place and continue to be ambassadors for them, or at least friends to those kids as they go on and play at another level, and go watch them sometimes. It's been fun to watch the growth of all these kids, but the best thing for me as a coach was when the kids would come back with their families, years later, to the Hall of Fame stuff, and see their little ones and their wives. And we talk about the times they were here, They all talked about the old dorms, that they all lived in. And they come back and those are gone, and some of the newer ones are up now.
No question. And, something you said that I think is just such a important thing for if a coach is going to have any success is you talked about just watching your players grow, and I think that's such a I think most coaches you talk to, I can't group them all together, I guess, but I think most coaches you talk to would say that their favorite part of coaching is watching their players grow up. And it's not just growing up on the field. It's not just watching a freshman quarterback learn the offense and start to go through progressions and start to learn when to evade the rush and step up into the pocket, when to know when to go. That's all great stuff that makes them a better football player. But at the same time, it's watching them find the girl or whoever they fall in love with and have their firstborn child and you move on to the next level. And something that's been so impressive to me about, I used Tyler as an example earlier, but it's just so cool for the people at this school. I'm sure Coach Hurt feels the same way, to see a guy that had success here that's now at a higher level, that has a lot of people paying attention to him, and he still thinks about still has the class and the courtesy to say, I learned that at Coffeyville. Something I learned at Coffeyville. And that's great for the school, but I think also the emotional aspect, it feels good for the people here.
And to bring them back, bring them back as a reunion or a Hall of Fame class. And Bryce knows this. We need to get more involved with getting teams back, even if whatever years. I haven't been able to do that as much as I would have liked to. And just to make sure we got all as many names as we can dig up and know how to reach them is tough without somebody that's doing a database every day trying to chase different sports as teams or different alums. It's just way too big for just one person to go chase all that and still get everything else done on the day-to-day. But that would be cool to be able to know where all the kids are. They don't all want to be known where they are. They think everybody's just going to come after money on them, or something as a booster or a giver. After they've been a Raven for 2 years. But I always try to hit the football guys. I look like they got a chance on Sunday. You get an opportunity, to give back a little bit. We can sure use some help to make things even better than when you were here, Like I said, that's been my funnest thing, is putting the lobby together with pictures of teams that have had success or individuals that have had success. And the lobby here, trying to find anything that is a Raven. Our Hall of Fame this coming fall in football will be Jeff Wright, four-time nose tackle of the Buffalo Bills. And then we've got Coach Fritz is going to be giving us a video because he plays KU the next day, University of Houston's head football coach, you know. He's actually going to be back here to give our graduation speech here in a few weeks. And then we've got Jonathan Joseph will be back, I think 14, 15 years in the NFL. And then the very last one is Greg Robinson Randall, who was a football player here from the Texas area that went to Michigan State, I believe, and then played in the NFL. So he's another one. So we'll have four pretty quality people for the Hall of Fame this coming fall that all have had a big, big impact here at the college, either as an individual or as a coach. And but that's just the fall for those sports. Now, we've had the other sports, like I said, we've had soccer kids, we've had baseball kids, we've had golfers, we've had – but, you know, you're here every day, you're going to get those stories that come in and talk about the neat things about being here in Coffeyville for the short time they were here. You know, and I always told them, guys, this isn't forever. This is a short 2 years. Get your two-year degree and see where it leads you. But it's just a place that I'll never forget in my day because of just how fun it's been to be here and be a part of all this.
Just a couple more things for you, Coach. Appreciate your time. I know you had talked about have taken a lot of passion in showcasing some of these legendary athletes, these championships, these accomplishments that Red Raven Athletics have produced over the last generations. And obviously you see a lot of that here in the athletic offices. You see a lot of that at Nellis Hall. You see a lot of that at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Just anywhere you go, really, you can find the history of Red Raven sports. But what are some of the next steps for Nellis Hall and some of the additions and stuff? Because I know we had talked before we started talking here about three very, very legendary athletes that are in the works for getting some pretty cool recognition.
We are going to put up, Shay, we've got Mike Rozier, the Heisman Trophy winner. We've got Andre DeGrasse, the gold medalist in the 200 meters. And we've got James Buster Douglas, the former basketball player that was a heavyweight champion of the world that knocked out Mike Tyson. We're going to make some big vinyl, I guess they're posters, but they're not. You know, they're not going to be in frames. They're going to be hanging from the highest ceiling in the lobby, and they're going to have front and back. So whichever way you're coming down the hallway, you're going to see those three. I don't want to say larger than life, but they're not going to be a little 24x36 as like a picture would be. And we think that's going to be really cool to showcase three. Who's going to have a Heisman Trophy winner and a heavyweight champion of the world and an Olympic gold medalist all coming out of one place? Just to be able to highlight the three people that in three different sports that have done well. And there's so many more. I mean, we'll just keep adding to it as we go through.
Absolutely. Coach, last thing I have for you, again, appreciate your time, taking some time here to kind of reflect with us. Two pretty unique, I guess, experiences that I think you've had that I'd love to hear you kind of elaborate on what the feeling is like. And one is, of course, you've hinted at it, but when you have a player, I know there was a former Red Raven lineman that was just invited to a mini camp for, I believe, the Denver Broncos. So when you get that call from whether it be they got into the D1 they wanted to get into, or they got drafted, or they got invited to NFL camp or whatever, the feeling you get when you hear one of your players tell you that, and then also you've had a great run of success here the last couple of years with three national championship teams here at Coffeyville Community College, one men's basketball, two volleyball. Obviously the opportunity to be at the pinnacle of collegiate athletics. What's the feeling like when the Ravens were able to cut down the nets per se?
Well, the basketball just got to be old school with Jay because they were constantly getting shots to go to the tournament. Now, getting to that final game was difficult just because there's so many good teams out there. But the rules changed in 16 and gave everybody a different chance to how they're going to put their teams together for basketball, for instance. But for Jay to go beat Cali that year, of all people, you know, two teams from the Jayhawk East, two talented teams, and we came up a winner. And the next day was a spring 21 COVID season, and we played Butler and had just a wild finish in that one. So to culminate that weekend was pretty cool for that. The volleyball with our girls in 17 and 18 and even 19, they had a chance. They got to the semis and was real close to getting to the finals again. But being out there in Charleston, watching those kids and our coaches go to work was just as cool as it gets right there. And watching them have the success, you can't match it until you get there. But like I said, I've enjoyed as much as anything as promoting all the kids that we can promote here. At the same time, get to go along for the ride when we've had teams really accomplish a lot and go to play for something like a national title and win it.
Fantastic stuff from Jeff Leiker as he reflects on his time as athletic director of Coffeyville Community College. And, Coach, I know obviously we might not be seeing you on the daily anymore, but I'm sure we'll still see you around plenty at Red Raven Athletic events and events around Coffeyville Community College.
I appreciate it, Shay. Thanks for being here for the short time you've been here, but I'd love to see you here for a lot more.
I appreciate it, Coach. This has been another KGGF exclusive interview here on KGGF.